To communicate with children, you have to be able to get inside their minds, a feat of imagination that becomes second nature to children's book writers and illustrators. Kirsten Carlson's imaginative flights of fancy, where octopi tend their gardens and giraffes deal with their fear of heights, has adorned several books already, and she's getting ready for the annual Hawaii chapter of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators Conference. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Kirsten.
Aloha, Chris.
It's nice being in the place of reaching out to children, but it's kind of a trick, isn't it? I mean, you have to sort of think about what they perceive.
You definitely do. I actually probably never lost touch with my 8-year-old self, so I just access it when I want to write and illustrate.
That's good, because you'd have to get back there one way or the other, right?
Exactly.
Well, how does that play out in your work? What are the things that you want kids to see in your work?
For me personally, I have a real connection to nature and animals. So when I create my stories, they usually come in the form of pictures first, words later, and it typically involves an animal. So, for example, right now I'm working on 3 different stories that involve, one involves a seal, one involves a pigeon, and the other one involves a shark. It's completely different stories, but...
Well, give me a hint of what the shark story is, for example.
The shark story involves a little girl named Marcy, and all I'll share with you is that Marcy is the... one that befriends the shark over a series of adventures she has with it.
So that gives you a starting point for a story, and then you can kind of let the details fall into place after that, yeah?
Right. So for me personally, I have a science background, so what I like to do is I like to bring the nonfiction through the behavior of the animal into it, but the emotional connection usually through the story. In this case, it's Marcy's story about her relationship with the shark.
And when people talk about how they, you know, something is lost from childhood to adulthood, it usually has to do with things like that very natural emotional connection to animals. You know, find me a kid who doesn't love animals, right?
Right, exactly. I've loved them my entire life.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, why do you think people find it difficult to hang on to that the child inside them?
That's actually a really good question. I actually think the question that I would ask is, why do people forget how to tell stories? I think every child not only loves animals, unless they had a bad experience, but they also want to tell stories. And some people put that storytelling ability on a hook and forget about it and put it in the back of their virtual closet. And I think in particular, people who are creative writers or creative illustrators, they never lose touch with that side of them that wants to tell stories. We just channel it through, in my case, a 32-page picture book.
When you're crafting a, as you say, a 32-page picture book, you kind of time it for the length of time, I would think anyway, for the length of time it takes to read a story to a child at bedtime.
I actually don't know what the origin was of the 32 pages beyond the print parameters.
Oh, that's a standard in the business?
It is, yeah. Uh-huh. There are exceptions always, but a picture book is typically 32 pages in length. So picture books have their own rules and regulations, gates that you have to go through, and that's just happens to be one of the parameters.
What are some of the other gates to go through? And this is new to me.
Okay, so in the world of picture books, usually they are 500 words or less, always. So mind you that everything I say has exceptions. I could pull out a book that has an exception. So 500 words or less, that the story could not be told in pictures alone or in words alone. And again, the 32...
That makes sense.
Yeah, in the 32-page standard sort of format. No regulations of if it's vertical or horizontal. Sometimes different publishing houses have different regulations or different parameters on that, excuse me. And then probably the final thing, which I just spaced on, I'll come back to it if I think of it, but those are the basic parameters.
Well, that's interesting for people to know, because I do think there are people out there who, you know, have a children's book in them and don't know it.
Yeah, I agree. I can't tell you the number of questions I get from people when I give presentations that come up to me after and go, hey, I have a picture book idea.
And you know, it'd be nice to encourage those people to go ahead and execute that idea, wouldn't it?
I firmly believe that we are storytellers at heart, and that even even if you don't end up pursuing a career as a children's book writer or illustrator, learning how to tell a story is still a really valid way to communicate to other people. We've been doing it for thousands of years, from the days of painting in a cave to the storytellers around a campfire to nowadays when we read books on a Kindle.
It would seem like a very good exercise for any parent just to create a story as a children's book and not worry so much about whether the mass market might like it or whether it's something to publish, but simply as something to do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that would be great. I think every parent listening should do that, actually.
Well, let's see if we can start a whole groundswell with that.
That'd be awesome.
Was there a moment when you sort of realized that this was a path for you?
Yeah, so my background is in science, and I have many ways I bring in income. But one of them is the children's book aspect, and that bug first bit me back in the 90s. When I was working at Monterey Bay Aquarium, and they had their own publishing house. And at that time, they were producing a children's book, and they had possibly approached me as the illustrator for it. I ended up not being able to take the project on, but I was bitten at that point. And I started investigating children's books. I made some mistakes on how you go about communicating with publishers, and then I found out about the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. Somebody told me about it. And it took me 2 years before I kind of caved in and said I would go to a meeting because I'm not a big society group person. I want to kind of learn it myself. So I went to a conference in Los Angeles, the SCBWI conference in Los Angeles in 2002, and never looked back.
It sounds as if that's a path that a great many people might want to take.
I think more and more people do want to explore their storytelling self.
It's brought you a lot of pleasure, obviously, Kristen.
Yeah, definitely.
Terrific. Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Kristen Carlson is a children's book illustrator and the Hawaii chapter of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators will meet March 25th and 26th at the William S. Richardson School of Law at the University of Hawaii. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.